Welcome to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
Welcome to Agent's Dossier, episode number 21. My name is Wes, and I have some wonderful players. Let's start with Saint.
Hello, I'm Saint, or Saint Spider, and I have been controlling our dear Norman Morales, and he's just, well, he's ready to eventually get out of this hodunk town.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Yesenia Alvarez, who normally is supposed to be the tank, but right now her teammates are saying tanks for nothing.
Oh.
How many hit points do you have left?
50.
Uh-huh. Pooja, continue the lies.
No, I am Pooja, and I'm playing Robin Porter, who, yes, she is the healer of this group. And it, you know what makes it easier to heal? When we're not dealing with things on the literal road while people are still shooting at us.
You know, that brings us to the recap of our episode. Last time, you all went to a small town in Idaho called Taildale. Basically, three brothers had been killed, Elliot, Russell, and James Wright. They were found next to this weird tree, and they had been separated at all their joints, much like an action figure. I think that was the best way to put it. You went and saw Jake, the coroner, and you saw that felt like the eyes were following you around the room, like they were still, there was still some kind of consciousness there. You went to the police because you wanted to see more information about this site, and they drove you out to the middle of the forest, acting very weird, and then tried to kill you. And almost succeeded several times. Gunfights happened. I believe an owl was accidentally killed. It was all terrible. And that's where we're picking it up.
You mentioned that an owl was accidentally killed, but the fact that Norman totally murdered someone.
Yeah, that's true. Murdered someone and then it ran someone over.
It's unimportant.
Yeah, Saint's turning into quite the murder hobo. I'm so proud. So last game, you killed everyone but the police chief, I believe, who's still out in the woods. You left him there. Who's driving? I believe Norman's driving the car while Robin was trying to keep Yesenia from bleeding out. So that's where we're basically at right now. You are going past the sign, the Taildale, you know, welcome to Taildale sign. And it says population 750,000. Then that's crossed out. Then it says 75,000. Then that's crossed out. And it says 7,500. And then there's a question mark on the end of it. And you fly by the sign and it starts to snow. It's almost like you're in a snow globe. I don't know. Both Saint and Michelle grew up here. I don't know. Have you ever been in like really bad snow? Like just, it's like white out. You can't see anything. It's pretty bad. So this snow starts to...
That sounds awful. Movies. That sounds like, why would anyone live there? Awful.
Why do you think a guy from Wisconsin's here? Because it's awful. I watched Fargo and that's a horror movie for me. Like, oh, so cold. So yeah, it just starts snowing really hard. And you were heading back to the coroner's place. And you noticed that all of the lights in the city have gone out. There's no lights, there's no street lights, there's nothing. There doesn't seem to be anybody on the street right now. Of course, it's 11 o'clock in a hoduck town, so it's kind of like Burbank. There's not a lot of people after a certain time. 9 o'clock hits, everyone disappears. Yeah, you're driving through this really weird, almost desolate town all of a sudden with tons of snow coming down. And I'd like you to make a drive roll for me, Norman, as you're going through the city.
Of course. Hey, check back in with what I'm fighting against here. Okay. Unfortunately, I got an 83 over my 60.
Okay. So you hit what is commonly known as black ice. It's basically the road has a patch of ice that you can't see. And you overcorrect and slide into another car. Now, you weren't going very fast, but you're stuck. And so you're going to have to walk the rest of the way to the corridors.
Oh, as a real person, that's my nightmare. Anything under 75 degrees, I go, no, no. No. Oh, my God.
That's, no, just no. Yeah,
being a Californian, snow is something you visit.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I grew up in South Louisiana. Snow is something I've watched on television.
Yeah,
true. You know, the funny thing about at least, I don't know how it is in Louisiana, but in Tennessee and Missouri, we never really got a lot of snow, but we got ice storms where everything was covered with like an inch of ice. And yeah, it sucked.
Fuck that too.
So yeah, you hit this patch of bad ice, and you slide and you hit another car and you're kind of just stuck. Now, I will give you an opportunity to get out if one of you wants to try to push the car to get out of the situation. But usually on ice, it's really difficult. That's why most cars have like cat litter and stuff in it.
You know what? We're in the police car.
Right.
True. You know what I'm going to say? If you check the trunk, there's cat litter back there.
Okay, let's sprinkle.
Let's do the thing that you do with cat litter.
I'm assuming that's what you... Yeah, Norman knows what to do, of course, as a cool secret agent, but Saint does not. I'm assuming you just shovel that in front of the tires.
Yeah, you put it around your tires, and it gives it something to grip. So what I need is an alertness roll from Norman... And Robin.
I had higher search.
Also, just a reminder, since Norman just failed his drive roll, that in this, you check a box when you fail.
Yes. Ahead of the game on that one, at least.
And I think it's optimistic to think that you'll be able to raise those at some point, but we'll see.
Rude.
Jeez. Okay, so going against alertness.
Yeah.
I got a 30 under my 31.
Wow. I did not work, is what I'll say.
Robin, you see a figure through the snow on top of one of the buildings looking down at what you're all doing. But you're kind of slumped over a little bit. They don't seem to be wearing any clothing. And the snow is like building up on them. And they're just staring down at you all through the darkness.
There is definitely someone on top of that building. Don't look up. Don't look.
Oh, Norman was about to turn, but just grabs the litter and just turns away a little, obviously.
But I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's creepy as hell. Let's do this and get out of here because whoever it is on a roof during a snowstorm, getting snowed on, naked, and just staring at us, and that seems bad.
Yesenia says, is it a who or a what?
I'm not going up there to find out.
How far away?
It's across the street on one of the little two-story buildings, just staring up over one of the signs. You can see its head and its shoulders. It looks like it's got really leathery skin, kind of a dog face.
Does that mean that it's pretty big then?
Yeah.
You can assess that it's rather large.
It's right.
Okay, then I'm going to append my statement to say, I'm leaning towards what? Strongly leaning towards what? And also doubling down on, let's dump some kitty litter and get the fuck out.
Okay, you don't tell me twice.
So you dump out the kitty litter. Are you going to continue driving, Norman, or is Robin going to take over?
No one wants me behind that wheel.
Okay, I'll keep going.
So give me a roll. I'm going to give you a plus 20% because you have the advantage of kitty litter.
All right, here we go. All right, I got a 60. That's right at my 60.
That's
that
fine.
Counts, right?
Yeah,
okay.
That's perfect.
I'm nervous. I know it's unforgiving sometimes.
Well, if that's what you rolled and then you subtract the 20% that he gave you.
Oh, yeah, brain, hello.
And then it's even better.
Oh my gosh, you just told me that. My attention span.
It's okay. It's 2022. We all have the attention span of a rubber band. Anyway, you drive away, and Robin, you watch this thing just kind of watch you start to drive away slowly because you can't go too fast. And you notice that it starts to lope from one building top to another, following about 20 feet behind.
Oh, no. It's following us.
Oh, well, I guess I was hoping that we'd be rarely lucky.
I don't think there is such a thing as lucky in this town.
Well, Norman's looking around. Is there any, we know we can't go fast. Is there any type of fork in the road situation? What's the scenery like around us at this moment?
It's like an old west town almost, with 2 to 3 story tall buildings. It's set up in a grid shape. You guys are on the main drag. There is no light at all except for the light that's coming from your headlights. And the snow is coming down pretty hard. Like I said, you can make this thing out because it looks like it's probably maybe 7 feet, 8 feet tall. It's just kind of hunched over and, like I said, loping towards you all. It could catch up to you because you're being careful, but doesn't seem to be gaining. It's taking its time. It'll sit on one roof for a little bit, wait for you to go a little bit farther, and then jump to the next roof.
So it's keeping its distance.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we're being surveilled by a biggin.
biggins us all.
It feels like the most defensible place we've been so far since we got here is the mortuary.
We'd have to agree with that. Though we don't know where the chief of police, quote-unquote, is.
Well, you know that he's in the forest. You wounded him.
And he's on foot.
Right, we took the car, right. I was thinking, oh, maybe he made it back. Okay.
No.
Well, I mean, I'd say let's get there, because poor Yesenia is, what do you have, 3 points of health now?
Two.
Still yeah. Two. All right.
We need to get somewhere with some facilities for me to be able to really help her.
You bet to the morgue, and sure enough, here the lights are all out, and the front door is slightly cracked open a little bit. And you hear the sound of something landing on a roof not far away. The snow's starting to give a little, and you feel like you have eyes on you.
I kind of feel like, like the mouse a cat brings home after it's played with them a bit. And the mouse is just like, are you gonna do it or what? You know, it's just sitting there. And you're like, I feel for the whole situation, man. But being the mouse here, how close are we to the doors of the morgue, not mortuary?
Maybe 20 feet at most, because you're parked right out in front of it. You know how they have those main streets where it's all parking?
Yeah.
And then the stores? It's the same thing here. It's not a parking lot or anything. You just drive up, park, and you can get out and go straight in.
Okay, so can we jump the curb?
Absolutely, if you want to.
Are you asking me to do that right now, Robin?
I mean, it's just a thought. 20 feet in the snow with obviously ice that we've already seen. Yesenia is not in great shape. The closer we can get to that door, the better.
Well, it's not my car. All right, I'm going to go for it.
Okay, I'm not going to make you roll.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to say that you speed up. You hit the curb, you go up the little steps just a little bit, and then you jump out and you start going inside. And the last thing you see, Robin, as you're going in, your eye just catches this thing hunkered down on one of the roofs across the street, just peering through the snow as you go into the door.
Okay, when you said the last thing you see, I was like, I feel like I flipped to the wrong page and Choose Your Own Adventure. It's been great playing with everyone.
No, the last thing you see before you go inside, I'm sorry. Though I'm going to leave that all in because it's funny.
I also thought we died.
That's funny.
Okay, so we made it inside.
You made it inside.
Okay. Like the 8-foot-tall, loping, leathery-skinned, dog-faced creature that has been following us did not attempt
right,
to breach
right,
the door
correct.
Yet.
Right. It's just watching you.
Nor was there another 8-foot-tall, leathery, dog-faced creature inside.
Nope.
Waiting for us to come inside so he can murder us all.
Right. But the door was open, so something might...
I mean, that's a problem.
Yeah.
For us currently.
Let's observe. What can we see if anything... Is there anyone waiting to kill us right in the entryway?
No, there's no one waiting to kill you in the entryway, but... It's completely black in here. It's pitch black. And you know that the main morgue facility that you were all in was downstairs. You hear the sound of the wind buffering up against the building. It's blowing pretty hard at this point. And you can it feels like there hasn't been any heat in this place since you left. Like, it is bone cold in here. So your guess is if Jake is still here, he's downstairs.
I'd like to secure the door. Is there a way to... Is it one of those places where they leave the key, perhaps?
No, but it's one of those places that it's not a key lock on the inside. It's just a bolt. So you're able to close it and bolt it relatively easy. When you do that, you notice that the creature on top of the roof is no longer there.
Ah, well, our friend Quasimodo is no longer here, but I guess there's no way we're out of the woods yet.
Well, you're in town, I mean.
Comedy!
Is there like a flashlight nearby, or can we hit the lights? Are the lights currently working?
No.
Cool.
All right.
You do have flashlights from the car. I will say that you grabbed them because that would make sense to me. So you do have flashlights.
Thank you.
See, I'm a nice GM.
Yeah, that's very kind. I was prepared to have to go back out. I was like, I just locked the door.
Before we go downstairs to maybe find Jake, I'm going to go to where it makes the most sense upstairs that a first aid kit would be. And see if I can't help out Yesenia a little bit, because that's our number one priority.
Yes.
Yeah, she's lost a lot of blood.
Yeah.
Why don't you give me another first aid roll, and you have a kit and everything that you can, you know, pack gauze into her wound and all that.
I rolled an 8.
Excellent.
Nice.
Beautiful. So you get another point back. You're up to 3 now.
This game hates us. Definitely wants us to die.
There's a reason why it's so easy to make characters. That was a design choice.
Just to handle it, and I won't press it anymore, I want to see if I can use search in here. If there's a clue as to why the power's out. Does anything look like somebody got kidnapped? Is there blood? Is there a pool of blood on the floor?
Yeah, you don't see any blood. There's no sign of anybody lurking in a corner. The door was just open. You found the first aid kit. You hear the wind buffering against the walls. You know that Jake was downstairs the last time we were here. So what do you all want to do?
Carefully make our way downstairs?
Yeah, maybe very sneakily. I mean, obviously we haven't been super, super quiet up here while we deal with. But like, at least maybe while we're on our way downstairs, maybe they'll still think that we're up here.
Why not stealth rolls from everyone?
Yeah.
And Michelle, I'm going to say you're at a negative 20.
Yeah. It's like, we'll leave you up here with the gun.
That's a zombie movie waiting to happen.
Even with a negative 20, I made my roll.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Because mine is normally a 71, so it would make it a 51, and I rolled 29.
Nice.
I rolled a 13.
I got a 27.
All right. So you're able to get down the stairs and relatively easy without making any noise. Luckily, there's also the wind helping out a little bit. And you go into the morgue downstairs and it's completely black. There is no sign of Jake. Actually, let me roll some dice ominously.
No other way for a GM to roll dice, but ominously.
All right. So you do notice that there is something on the floor. There seems to be spots of blood down here on the floor. They're not big. It's not like a pool, but it's little spots of blood going towards the office.
And the office door, I'm assuming, is closed, or is it?
It's closed, yeah.
Okay.
And the blinds are pulled.
All right. And is the wind as strong down here, or maybe we can hear? Okay.
You can hear better down here because you're underground.
Yes. A noise? Any noises?
Give me alertness. Everybody can give me alertness.
The one I failed. Oh, I forgot to check.
Oh, nope. Not this time.
All right. Hey. Damn it. No.
I rolled an 88.
Oh, shoot. So you just don't hear anything ever again.
That's not a huge critical fail there. Yeah, 88's a critical fail, but on alertness, meh, it just means you're still in a lot of pain and you hear your heart more than anything else right now because you're slowly dying.
Oh, Lord.
So let's...
Worst first aid kit ever.
Well, in the downstairs in the morgue part, there's got to be like thread and needles and... You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
All that surgery stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we can't hear anything, but there's blood leading to the office, which does put me on edge. Let's just do the classic trying the doorknob suavely, quietly. I'm just expecting a zombie to jump out. I don't know why.
Give me a luck roll.
Ooh.
It's a 50-50 roll in this game.
Oh, crap. Okay. Be nice to me. Ooh, yes. I got a 9.
Okay, cool. Oh, I rolled a 5.
Oh,
so you start.
So
jiggling.
The last thing you see is.
No. There's a flash and then God. So you're jiggling the door handle and a gunshot goes off and shatters the window right next to you. You did make your luck roll. So you just get sprayed with glass and not a bullet. You stumble back quickly and you now know someone's in the office.
Oh, God. I thought for a second maybe I activated a trap, but this is not Home
D&D,
Alone.
D&D, no. It's not Home Alone.
D&D, I mean.
No, you meant Home Alone, and we respect it.
I'm here for that.
That's cool.
I am going to scream when that happens. I've had a hard day.
Okay. Actually, I think everybody should make a resolve check for me.
That's fair.
Me over here being like, nope, I've had enough. I'm going to go back to civilization.
This one's 50-50 also, right?
No, it's against your power.
Power?
I should have remembered this.
Whatever your sanity was for the game.
Okay, what was that?
I did not make my resolve roll.
Okay, I made mine.
Okay.
I also made mine, and that's a 55 under my 60.
Oh, yes. I got a 38 under my 60.
So, Michelle, let's see. You lose 3 points. You're definitely freaked out. You've lost a lot of blood, but you're still in control of your faculties. And, so that's good. What do you want to do? Gunshot.
At this point, before I just do something reckless, let me rein it in. Shall we, Robin? Perhaps just... see if this is someone who's also doesn't know what's going on. That seems protective to shoot out towards
from a locked door.
I mean, it also seems insane, but that seems scared. Perhaps there's someone we could reach out to on the other side of that door, to succinctly put it.
I just yell, Jake!
Yeah.
Jake, it's us!
Did he hear that? Should we repeat it?
No, he heard that.
Okay.
Are you alone?
It's 3 of us.
Yeah, but you don't have anybody with you, right?
No.
No.
They all tried to kill us.
And then something followed us back here, but it left after we got inside.
Okay, you said that part. Okay.
Sorry, quiet part out loud.
So Jake comes out of the office. He's like, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to try to shoot you. I thought you were one of them.
If by one of them, you mean the cops?
Did they try and hurt you too?
Yeah, what is going on?
Yeah, they showed up 20, 30 minutes after you left, just a couple of deputies, and attacked. All the lights went out. The storm hit. The lights went out. I think I shot one of them. They fled. They ran out. There was this weird sound. I didn't know if it was from the storm or from something else.
Did it sound dog-like?
Yeah, it kind of did.
Cool.
He looks at Yesenia and goes, oh... You don't look good at all. We have some candles over there.
Yeah, candles are great, but how about something better than that shitty-ass first aid kit you got upstairs?
Well, let's see what we're dealing with. Lay on the table.
Oh, God. Okay. A few things are going through Yesenia's mind. One, how am I getting up on this table? Two, it's a morgue table, and it just feels ooky.
I'll help you. I'll help you up.
And I'm just, it's a gurney's a gurney. Do you know how often we reuse gurneys that had dead people in the hospital? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So you get up on the thing and he goes, yeah, they said something about bringing too much attention to the town, like calling you was a mistake or something. They seemed off, strange.
Yeah.
Could you say in like a concrete way something about the way they behaved, or was there a weird physical trait?
They smelled strange. And for someone who works in a morgue, that's means a lot. Almost like they smelled almost like, I want to say, like wet dog.
Okay, so that thing following us was either one of the deputies or the sheriff. Is that what you're telling me? Are you telling me that that thing following us was the sheriff?
What thing following you?
Well, okay, yeah. Robin, no one's telling you that, but it is a fair conclusion to come to. Just, you know, so we're directing our anger properly. You're not wrong, but like, let's not get mad at him. He doesn't know. And I look at him, I'm like, well, I'm only about 60% sure of that.
So, Robin, make me a medicine roll.
Okay, that's an 11 under my 60.
So that's a critical success.
Very nice.
So she has been hit a couple of times. Yesenia has a bullet lodged in her to help out. You are definitely going to have to make that surgery roll. Jake can help. That will give you a plus 20 to your percentage.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to act fast because you've got to clamp off the artery and keep her from bleeding out kind of thing.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to get to it.
This is not a hospital, so they have everything but knockout juice.
Okay, great, great. Jake and Norman, you're going to have to hold her down. Yesenia, this is going to hurt a lot.
He goes, you know, I've got whiskey in my, I mean, it's not going to help a lot, but, you know, might help a little.
Just give me something to bite on.
I was about to say, and if we give her alcohol, that's going to thin her blood more, and we're going to end up with even more bleeding.
True. You're true. You're absolutely right. I'm just so freaked
out. The advantages
of
your ex being a semi-functional alcoholic.
Oh, that's not where I thought that was going to go.
I'm just saying, Neha was not great about keeping herself.
Yeah, no, she was an alcoholic. So yeah, you are going to have to try and work on, this is like combat medicine at this point. It's going to be really, have you ever seen that movie Meaning of Life where they take the guy's liver out? It's kind of like that. It's pretty bad. Why don't you make a surgery roll and let me know what you get?
Okay. Come on, dice. Ooh, yeah. I mean, it could be better because I could have had an 11 instead of a 12, but I got a 12.
Still. So you're able to get the bullet that's lodged in there out of it. Michelle, make me a con check.
Whew, 50 under my 55.
The pain does knock you out.
Mercifully.
Mercifully. But you're able to, it just gets to that point where it just becomes so much that it overloads your nervous system and you just shut off. But you're able to stop the bleeding. You're able to get everything figured out.
Yeah, I think getting knocked out when you're in extreme pain is a mercy.
Yes, mm-hmm.
No doubt about that.
Robin, why don't you roll to see how many points you give back? So roll a d4.
Psh, I'm just going to need to have other dice for this. You get a whopping 2 points back.
Slowly coming back up.
Which is double what I gave you back before, so I guess that's great. This game is mean.
Yeah, no, this is not an easy game. This takes like an hour. It takes time. And Yesenia is asleep on the table. Yesenia, you find yourself walking in tunnels. There seem to be dug out. And you hear what sounds to be like a chittering sound coming from the tunnel ahead of you. And you realize that you're dreaming. What do you want to do?
Well, if I know I'm dreaming.
You're pretty sure you're dreaming.
Okay. I'm going to walk towards the sound.
Okay.
Do I get a gun in my dream?
Roll luck for me.
Dang, I assume she'd get whatever she wanted.
I know.
She's in a lucid dreaming state.
I rolled a 77. That's with the horrible doubles for me.
Oh, no.
Not only do you not have a weapon.
You're also naked and your middle school teacher is there yelling at you about papers.
I have the weapon. Okay, so yeah, I still head towards it.
All right. You come to what seems to be some kind of feeding chamber where there's a mound of corpses in the center of the room and these large, leathery-looking creatures chewing on human flesh. And then you wake up screaming.
Were they dog-faced?
Yep.
All right.
So finally, Yesenia comes out of her slumber screaming. And you hear the door upstairs get broken into. You hear the lock give way. And Jay goes, oh, shit, we've got to hide. Get in one of the empty drawers.
Okay, Jacob.
Where else are we going to go?
No, I am, but I cannot. Norman has had this nightmare before. So he's doing it, but he's shaking his, he's like, this, I... They said it wouldn't ever happen.
Get in there. They're coming down the stairs.
They said it wouldn't happen for real.
I crawl into one because with my dream, I'm like, yeah, get in one. Get in one now. I'll tell you why later.
Okay. After Yesenia goes in.
Okay. So all of you get into these basically morgue drawers and Jake shuts you all in. That's where we're going to end this episode. The looks that I'm getting from my players are not good, but, you know. That's
no likey.
No likey. But yeah, so he shuts you into these drawers, and we're going to pick it up next time. So thank you all so much. We will obviously find out what happens very soon next month. Tell me where we can find all you wonderful people. I will go with who looks the most angry, and that's Pooja.
Just my normal face, Wes. Hi, I'm Pooja. You can find me on Twitter at LADaisyGirl. That's LADeSI girl. Pretty much all the other socials is Forgotten Saves. I also play RPGs on Happy Jacks RPG, and it's probably okay's Twitch channel.
Hello, I'm Saint or Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter at Saint Spider TV. That is SaintSpiderTV. And yeah, also I pop up in some games here and there. I'll let you know.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulu. That's MICHULHU.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. You know where the podcast is, obviously, because you're wonderful Patreon and Ko-fi subscribers. We hope that you're enjoying our little Agents Dossier. We will be back next month with more of the show, or I don't know how I was going to end that. I ended it poorly. Poorly is how I ended it. Thank you all so much for listening and for your support. We'll talk at you soon. Bye.
Bye.